I started last Sunday. And so you wouldn't hear, you might have been able to view us on live streaming. I started last Sunday talking about Holy Spirit, but ye shall receive power. I want to talk about Holy Spirit because I believe that there have been too many things not taught, too many things that have been taught wrong, and too many things been kept hid, and that's not. I want to introduce him in a way that he will be so enticing to you that you forget about all this crazy stuff you heard about Holy Spirit and what he does, him, his in this dispensation. He's a promise sent, and he's well able to carry out his end of the bargain, if you allow me to say it like this. He was sent to indwell every believer. Amen. And he is able to teach, reveal, make known, show forth, make and bring to pass everything the Father said and will say to him. Everything the Father will say to him, everything Jesus will say to him, he knows his place, and he will only repeat. That's how disciplined he is. He will only repeat what the Father and the Lord Jesus says. He will not speak of his own. He speaks from the Father. Even though he's just as much as God is God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Amen. You say, I don't understand that. Well, I don't either, but I believe it. Amen. How can three be one? God. God can do what God wants to do. You tell me, how can somebody have no beginning, no end? God. Just let him be. I believe him. And because of that, my life has changed. Things are not the same. Every day it gets better than the day before, because I see more light. If you want to know God, you got to get in his word. That's the only way you're going to know God, is through his word. You're not going to know him through feeling, through other stuff that people talk about that you ought to. It's through his word and prayer. Prayer and the word. And you, when you talk it, confess it, believe it, walk in the light of it, he reveals himself. He works good. You want God to work clear, strong, and powerful? Make sure your walk is a love walk. Make sure you walk by divine love, not just doing something. Human love won't get it. Your selfish ways won't get it. But God's love will work for you. Amen. Jesus said something, And it's so important. I want to read it again. They'll be able to follow me. You'll be able to follow me this morning. And the 7th chapter of the Gospel of John, verse 39. Now you listen to what he said. Hallelujah. And the best way to solve problems is to find the answer in the word. Pin your men, you get them a dime a dozen, get 10 cents back. John Gospel, chapter 7, verse 37. Listen to what Jesus said. We're going to have many. There are going to be many who are hungry, thirsty, to get filled with the Holy Ghost. See, there have been too much confusion in this area. And I'm going to show you what Jesus said. And if we can't follow Jesus, I don't know who we can follow. Amen. He came here. You know what Jesus said? He that has seen me has seen the Father. Think about what I just said. There was a man named Jesus. And he made that bold statement. If you want to see the Father, look at me. Wow, what a statement. This is exactly what God would do. Hallelujah. And Jesus said these words. In the last day, what day? That great day of the feast. Jesus stood and cried, saying what? If any man do what?
Thirst.
Let him come unto me and drink. Let him do what? All right, hold that one right there. So I'm going to show you how you get in the body of Christ, how you get in. This phrase came up in my spirit a while back. And for me to make this statement, I have to give clarity to it. And I'm going to do that. I want to make this statement, and I'll work on it as we go. The dual working of the Holy Spirit. The dual work of the Holy Spirit. I'll explain that later on. But turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And verse 13, excuse me. Yeah, 1 Corinthians 12, 13. Notice, leave that on the screen, y'all. Don't move that for now. I want you to notice, in the last day, what day? That great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if who? Any man thirst, let him come unto me and do what? Drink. And go ahead with the next verse, 38. He that believeth on me, how? As the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of what kind? Not just common water. Not water just quenched a thirst, but living water, which is the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit many times in the New Testament, as well as the Old, is referred to as water. Washing of the water by the word. Living water. Living water. Now listen to First Corinthians 12, 13. For by one Spirit are we all baptized into one body. How many spirits? Listen what the scripture is saying now. By one Spirit, we all are baptized. Baptized means to do what? Immerse, put into, not just put a little dab on, immerse into, that you become immersed into what that water is.